Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And joining me again today is David Moore. David has been investing IRA funds, individual retirement account funds, into real estate, at least allowing people to do that within his format and structure for a period of 20 years. David, thanks for joining me again today.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Absolutely. I'm going to give your website at the end of our presentation. But again, you are the entity that allows us to get from an IRA account that's probably been sitting there doing doodly squat and maybe sitting at a fairly low yield rate in CDs, getting that into real estate and holding it from an investment standpoint in an opportunity that I haven't seen for quite a period of time. What a great market we have right now.
Well, I think, yeah, you just said exciting. You know, I mean, it's fun to see people realize they've got the opportunity to do some different things. And that's what we like to talk about, opportunities and solutions. And a lot of times people come into us, somebody will refer them in, or they come walking through the door with a check in hand. As you said, a refugee out of the stock market. We don't really, you know, like to say, hey, it's an all or nothing situation. We really want to see people have a balanced portfolio and make sure they've got some good market diversification. We feel real estate's one of those things.
You know, that's a really good point. So if I have a traditional IRA and I've got, as an example, if I had $250,000 in that IRA account, I don't have to swing all of it out into a self-directed IRA account. I could swing out the portion that I wanted and leave the rest of it exactly where it was before.
Correct. Any piece you'd like to use. And the idea also is you've got to understand that whatever you buy with this money is, it's the IRAs. It's not yours. And there's self-dealing laws that prohibit you from doing certain things. So from the deal's inception, it's got to be in the IRA's name. If you say, I'd like to go out.
So I have to own the real estate in the name of my IRA.
Correct. Okay. And so if you go out and you say, I'd like to buy this $100,000 piece of dirt property, we'd like to see you overfund that account a little bit, because you need to have enough money in the account to cover, you know, to float the expenses for whatever the predetermined hold is. So property taxes, any other expenses might be there, need to be available via the IRA. You can't go write a check to cover some shortfall.
Okay, that makes sense. I could make a contribution, an additional contribution to my IRA to cover those things, but it's really important that this thing be planned out very well in advance. If it's an income-producing property, then there would be income to pay the property taxes and the other expenses of ownership. But for those things, for instance, I've heard people chasing lots in the Bend area that used to sell for $135,000 back in the heyday and currently can be purchased for maybe $30,000.
Well, it's a great opportunity for people. And the idea is, once again, it's retirement money, sunset money.
Right.
So for those retirement accounts to buy that dirt and sit there, there's not the pressure for cash flow today.
That makes a great amount of sense. David can be reached at www.iraadvantage.net. IRAadvantage.net. This is Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.